All right, lawyer talk off the record, on the air, question and answer style, taking questions and comments from all our listeners. And a great one today. I think this is something everybody's at least thought about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is from YouTube, Mr. Cabimero. When at the airport, why can't TSA randomly pull you out and go through your things even though there is no probable cause? You're picking up your bags and walking out and they flag you for eval. Why is that legal?
Doesn't that seem, it just seems like you shouldn't be able to do that. It just feels like I'm being violated. Mm-hmm. And you are, but you're not. Or at least you do feel like you're being violated and you are being violated on some level, but it's not a constitutional problem or it's not a Fourth Amendment problem yet. Mm-hmm. I learned this way back in law school. There's a case going way back called Florida versus Royer, which I'll get to in a second. I think it was 80 something or other.
We'll hold you to it.
Don't hold me to the year. So generally speaking, we have two types of encounters. And for you legal experts out there, maybe you can debate me, but we have two types of encounters. We have the kind of encounters that require justification under the Fourth Amendment. And then we have the kind of encounters that are called consensual encounters, things that aren't searches or there's not a direct government contact. This airport security thing is along those lines. So on some level, we consent to the process when we buy our ticket and we choose to travel. And, you know, the big distinction here would be we don't have to get on an airplane. You can choose not to get on an airplane. So if you're worried about getting searched when you're getting on an airplane, it's not like it's a secret. You know, your stuff's going to get x-rayed. You're going to go through the metal detectors and you may get flagged with that's happened to me where I get the little card and everywhere I go, they're pulling me out and they have to look through my stuff. But that would be something akin to a consensual encounter. And the U.S. Supreme Court has so held. There's a couple other things at play, and the primary one would be there are some exceptions about border security and customs and borders. Yeah, so those things are at play too. Now, it's not always the case that those types of encounters don't violate the Fourth Amendment. And that's that Florida versus Royer case where it was more than that. Detectives actually went to the airport and they followed some guy in. They pulled him out of line. They put him in a room. They searched all his stuff. That became a Fourth Amendment encounter that required justification under the Fourth Amendment. So that was like a police seizure with a custodial component to it that required the Fourth Amendment validation. The other thing is the police can't use airport security as a mere pretext to search somebody they couldn't otherwise search. So let's say they're following somebody and they say, all right, well, he's going to the airport. We'll just wait. We'll let them do it.
Yeah.
Now you might be crossing over the line of creating a Fourth Amendment problem.
You're like making them an agent pretty much. Like, we need you to do some of our work for us. Like,
that's right. That's right.
Was it the cleaning lady in the hotel?
The hotel cleaning staff. Sort of.
But it's a government cleaning lady.
Yeah. You can't just use it as a pretext. And this is also sort of akin to traffic checkpoints. Mm-hmm. You know, if everybody's getting checked and the police follow a pattern that's one, published in advance, and two, not random. In other words, not discretion or not within some sort of police discretion. So we have this policy where we're going to stop every car or every other car or every third car. And we've posted in some sort of public forum that there's a police checkpoint for drunk drivers on a certain night at a certain place at a certain time. That's okay. Now, as soon as they make it, the checkpoint becomes discretionary, meaning, well, I just had a funny feeling about that guy. He was only the second. I was going to pull over the third, but he just looked a little funny to me. And then, so we're going to pull him over. They can't do that. Mm-hmm. They can't do that.
And she talks about in a follow-up comment on here, because someone else brings it up. So one of the commenters was this Power Max. He pretty much talks about the consensual. So
a consensual encounter.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, that's so right. Power Max, you're basically a lawyer now.
Another good example of a consensual encounter. If you're pulled over on the side of the road and you're changing your flat tire and the police come up behind you, and that's a consensual encounter. They haven't stopped you. That has been held to be something akin to a consensual encounter. So even though they pull behind you, they put on their sirens or their lights, and they come up and say what's going on, that doesn't typically require any justification. Hmm. Same kind of thing.
Okay. But then she is talking about you being cleared by customs. They got your documents, bags. You're basically leaving the airport. They stop you. This kind of feels like the Florida case where you've gone through TSA and everything. now they're coming up.
That scenario might be a little bit different, and we'd have to research that one. But you're right. That one feels a little different because who consented to that after going through security? This is like a little bit extra, and it sort of rings like somebody wants to search you for a reason, and they're using as a pretext the airport security to do it.
Yeah, that checks out.
All right. Look, great question. Keep them coming. LawyerTalkPodcast.com. You can submit a question right there on our interface or keep them on the comments. We'll do our best to cover them right here. Lawyer Talk Podcast, off the record, on the air. Till next time. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.